Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 30 together. We're going to read it from two different versions. So first we're going to read from the New International Reader's Version, which is a good, really easy to understand translation. It uses a bit of paraphrase to help us understand what the text is saying. And after that we're going to read the English Standard Version of the same psalm, Psalm 30, which is a slightly more academic word-by-word translation. So let's hear what the Lord is saying to us through Psalm 30 today. This is a psalm of David, and it's a song for setting apart the completed temple to God. So let's read together. Lord, I will give you honour. You brought me out of deep trouble. You didn't give my enemies the joy of seeing me die. Lord, my God, I called out to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from the place of the dead. You kept me from going down into the pit. Sing praises of the Lord, you who are faithful to him. Praise him because his name is holy. His anger lasts for only a moment, but his favour lasts for a person's whole life. Weeping can stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I felt safe, I said, I will always be secure. Lord, when you gave me your help, you made Mount Zion stand firm. But when you took away your help, I was terrified. Lord, I called out to you, I cried to you for mercy. I said, what good will come if I become silent in death? What good will come if I go down to the grave? Can the dust of my dead body praise you? Can it tell how faithful you are? Lord, hear me, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. You turned my loud crying into dancing. You removed my clothes of sadness and dressed me with joy. So my heart will sing your praises. I can't keep silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the English Standard Version. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favour is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favour, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death, if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. So this is Psalm 30. It's a psalm of David, and it seems to be about joy and sorrow. We find both of these things in this psalm. It starts off joyfully saying that, Lord, you brought me out of deep trouble. It's a celebration that when we call out to the Lord, he heals us. How many of us, when we are sick, pray to the Lord and pray that the Lord would heal us? Probably all of us. It seems to be that it's easier to pray when things are going wrong, because we can ask the Lord to save us. But it's so important that when things start going well, that when we're finally healed, we turn and give praise back to God. When I felt safe, I said, "I will always be secure," is verse 6. When we are going through good times, it can be easy to think, well, look at all the things I've done. My hard work has finally paid off, and now I'm secure. Nothing could possibly go wrong. And yet it was then, in verse 7, that the Lord took away his help. Well, why would the Lord do that? After delivering someone, why would he take away his help? Well, what I think is happening in verse 6 and 7 is that when things are going well, we can let the pride get the best of us. I've done so well and now I'm secure. But we need to remember who it is that gave us the many blessings which we are benefiting from. Rather than saying, "I will always be secure," let's say, "Lord, thank you for bringing me this far. I wouldn't have got here if it wasn't for you." And that's how the psalmist has started. He's learned this lesson that it's not about us and what we do, but it's about where the Lord has brought us. "Lord, you brought me out of deep trouble. I called out to you for help and you healed me." The psalmist has gone through this story and is now sharing it with everyone else. They're sharing it at the completed temple. It has been built, and this is a reminder of how we should live. We should be people who are continuously giving God the glory, the thanks and the praise for the good things he's done in our lives. Let's not get big-headed. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and fool ourselves into thinking that we are the one who makes all good things happen. But it's the Lord who makes good things happen. We also get some amazing encouragements in this psalm. "You turned my crying into dancing. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. His anger is for a moment, his favour is for a lifetime." When we're going through difficult situations, remember, they're not going to last forever. It's just for a moment. And it doesn't mean that moment isn't difficult. It doesn't say weeping is a waste of time. In fact, there is a time for weeping. Weeping may last for the night, but joy is coming. The bad things that are going on are not always going to be going on. But the Lord is always there. The Lord is the one who hears us. The Lord is the one who brings us joy. Remember that there will come a time when God himself wipes all our tears. It doesn't mean that we won't have tears. We will still have tears. We'll still mourn. But there is comfort for those who are mourning, for those who are weeping. The Lord turns our mourning into dancing. So if you are struggling at the moment, I encourage you, it's not going to last forever. The Lord is with you. He is with you in your weeping. And one day you will be ready to dance again, and the Lord will be with you in your dancing. So let's turn. Don't let our hearts be silent, but let's give the Lord thanks forever. Let's trust that he is the one that will help, heal, and deliver us. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you, and goodbye.